You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 7th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why mail-in voting restrictions threaten black ballots? A major legal clash has erupted at the United States Supreme Court over mail-in ballots. The Department of Justice filed an emergency application to lift lower court injunctions against federal voting restrictions. These federal mandates impose sweeping limits on mail balloting ahead of upcoming midterm elections. In response, civil rights organizations organized an emergency legal resistance. Litigators from the American Civil Liberties Union and the Democracy Defenders Fund filed emergency briefs opposing the administration. Furthermore, the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund joined the effort to protect equal access to the franchise. At the center of this battle is Executive Order 14399 and a matching postal service regulation. The policy forces states to use uniform ballot envelopes, apply tracking barcodes, and check rolls against federal databases. U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani halted the policy, finding that executive agencies lack constitutional authority to regulate elections. Remote voting has deep roots in American history. During the Civil War, hundreds of thousands of Union soldiers were deployed away from their home precincts. Consequently, 19 Union states enacted laws allowing soldiers to vote from distant battlefields. President Abraham Lincoln supported military balloting to preserve the Republic. However, Lincoln recognized that individual states held legal authority over election mechanics. Approximately 400,000 soldiers cast absentee ballots in 1864, demonstrating the viability of remote participation. Over time, remote balloting expanded beyond battlefields to include civilians, rural communities, and voters with disabilities. Historically, this nation has witnessed a painful history of voter disenfranchisement whenever marginalized groups expanded their political power. A modern shift toward no-excuse mail voting offered greater access for working-class citizens. Today, mail balloting is an essential pathway for civic engagement across the country. The core legal dispute rests upon Article 1, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Known as the Elections Clause, this provision grants state legislatures the power to prescribe election procedures. Furthermore, Congress maintains the sole constitutional power to alter those state regulations by law. Nowhere does the Constitution grant the executive branch power to supervise elections. Neither the president nor administrative agencies may rewrite voting procedures by executive decree. Nevertheless, the current administration has sought to bypass this structural limitation using postal service regulations. This aggressive executive push intensifies a historical clash over federalism and administrative control. In her ruling, Judge Talwani determined that administrative agencies possess no constitutional authority to regulate election administration. Therefore, using mail delivery to filter eligible voters violates established constitutional boundaries. For Black Americans, procedural barriers to the ballot box carry painful historical resonance. During the Jim Crow era, Southern states passed complex voting requirements to disenfranchise Black citizens. These mechanisms included poll taxes, literacy tests, and grandfather clauses. White registrars possessed total discretion to reject Black applicants on arbitrary clerical grounds. When challenged, segregationist leaders cited states' rights to defend discriminatory practices. In that period after the Civil War, technical hurdles functioned as effective instruments of racial exclusion. Today, administrative mandates create modern versions of those historical barriers.
Confusing statutory preclearance with database checks obscures this crucial difference. Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act protected minority voters from discriminatory state actions. In contrast, mandatory database preclearance places bureaucratic burdens directly upon individual citizens. The executive order relies heavily upon automated database cross-referencing to verify eligibility. However, government records produce frequent matching errors and false positives. Datasets maintained by Homeland Security and Social Security agencies were never designed for real-time election administration. Studies show that database matching errors impact minority registrants at twice the rate of white registrants. Exact match algorithms frequently malfunction when processing hyphenated surnames, compound family names, and minor clerical typos. Consequently, eligible citizens can find themselves flagged as non-citizens without warning. Furthermore, navigating complex verification portals requires reliable internet access, transportation, and flexible working hours. Working-class minority voters often lack these resources on short administrative notice. Therefore, automated verification portals create severe disparate burdens that undermine equal protection under the law. The postal delivery network serves as the physical backbone of remote voting. Nevertheless,
operational slowdowns have severely disrupted mail processing across major metropolitan centers. Studies confirm that delivery delays are 50% higher in postal codes, where people of color form the majority. Major postal distribution hubs in cities like Detroit, Atlanta, and Baltimore have experienced prolonged delivery backlogs. Under new administrative rules, postal machines must reject entire mail batches if tracking barcodes fail to scan. This mechanical sorting mandate threatens to strand thousands of valid ballots inside regional warehouses. Strict state receipt deadlines penalize voters when distribution infrastructure fails. When postal delays prevent timely delivery, election clerks must reject those ballots under state law. Thus, technical delivery failures directly produce disenfranchisement for urban communities. The administration has turned to the Supreme Court emergency docket to implement its rules. Often called the shadow docket, this mechanism resolves urgent applications without full briefing or oral arguments. In recent years, emergency rulings have repeatedly frozen lower court orders that protected voting rights. Historically, the court applied the Purcell principle to prevent last-minute changes to election rules. In Merrill v. Milligan, the court invoked this doctrine to allow a discriminatory congressional map to remain active. That decision diluted black voting strength throughout an entire election cycle. However, the administration is now inverting that legal standard. Granting an emergency stay would force 49 states to adopt chaotic changes weeks before voting starts. Such a disruptive order would undermine the core victories of the civil rights era by destabilizing voter certainty. The fight over mail-in balloting is fundamentally a fight over democratic legitimacy. Restricting remote access limits political participation for communities that face significant economic and logistical hurdles. Therefore, civil rights coalitions continue to defend the ballot box through vigorous litigation. Separation of powers exists to prevent executive overreach and protect individual liberty. The Constitution reserves election regulation for state legislatures and Congress, not executive agencies. Bypassing those constitutional safeguards threatens to disenfranchise millions of lawful American citizens. Throughout American history, Black citizens have organized to overcome discriminatory election barriers. From Reconstruction battlefields to modern courtroom challenges, the struggle for democratic inclusion continues. Protecting the postal vote remains an indispensable part of defending the franchise for future generations. Copyright, African Elements.